Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, yeah, my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a twofold show. I've got some things I really want to talk to you about in the second half of the show, but in the first half, I really want to talk with Don Carriker. He is here with us this morning, and we're going to talk about, well, a lot of things. Don is a conservative businessman, and I've told you before, if you want to help conservatives help the conservative culture grow and stay established, we need to be supporting conservative business people and also conservative radio. We need to support that. But Don Carriker is here today, and he is active in, I guess we'd say, politics, trying to keep things in common sense perspective in the conservative realm in the state of Missouri. Don, welcome to CSC Talk Radio today.
Hey, thank you, Beth Ann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I am. I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day here in the mid-Missouri area, isn't it?
Yeah, the weather's fabulous. It's always nice to live in an area where you get some change of season and get to see the colors and all that kind of stuff.
You mean climate change?
Yeah, you got to love that climate change. If it wasn't for that, we probably would have all sorts of problems.
I said we have climate change here. It's called fall, winter, spring, summer.
Exactly.
Well, you know, this would be about the third time you've been on the air with me here on CSC Talk Radio. And Don is in the business of home loans. He is in state Missouri. So if you're outside of the state of Missouri, I don't think you can get a home loan from him, but he might be able to help you direct you somewhere where you can get a good one. He knows people across the way. What's going on in your area there?
Well, we've been talking. I'm on a radio station down here as well, and a lot of people have been interested lately. Even though things seem to be going really well, with Trump in power and with the Rhino Republicans that aren't really doing what they should be doing. But we're hopeful, I guess, is a good word. We're hopeful that it's going to get better. But for those of us that are common sense people, use your terminology on the radio, it really makes sense to prepare for what we think is inevitable. I mean, we're $20 trillion in debt as a country. And I heard that was about $35,000 per person, every man, woman, and child in America, $35,000 in debt when they're born. And that just is ridiculous. And you can't have it last forever. We can't just keep spending ourselves into oblivion. And the Republicans, honestly, are not curbing the spending any more than the Democrats did.
No,
and,
they're not.
You know, I'm talking to Roy Blunt and to Billy Long in our district and people in your district. They need to get off their butts and do their jobs and get that done. But they're not doing it. So common sense precludes us to be prepared. And we've been talking to people down here about building what's called ICF houses, which is the insulated concrete form houses, which can withstand tornadoes, can withstand, gunshots, things like that. And I'm here to basically tell all your listeners that it's not impossible for them to get their house that they need to have out in the country and be able to live on, start homesteading, basically. You know, get 5 acres or more, get a house built, get themselves off the grid if they want to, which I would recommend, and just pretty much going back to pioneer days where we don't have to depend on anybody for survival. And it's not impossible. If you already own a piece of land and you've got a small little house you're trying to fix up, I've got loan products that can help people take a standard, let's say a 3-bedroom, 1-bath little vinyl ranch house and be able to add what you want to add to it easily, very easily, up to $30,000 input into the house. But once you go beyond there, it's still possible. It's just a little more difficult because you have to get an inspector involved. But just ways that you can prepare yourself and live in that dream house starting now while the economy is good, or better, I should say, and get it started. So that's why I'm here to answer. If people want to call in or whatever, I don't know if you think
yeah,
you
I'll
make
let's,
phone calls.
Let's give the number, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Even if you're not in Missouri, you can give Don a call. He'd be happy to answer any of your questions, or we'll just kick the can around and see what we can come up with on different solutions on things. We do kind of see things as being a little unstable with the debt that's
very
going
much so.
On, with the nuclear threat that's going on with North Korea. I think that's probably a little more serious than many of us want to believe, and what could happen if they would actually pull some kind of a shenanigan or start war. And so we do need to be prepared, but we shouldn't let that stop our lives.
And with the shooting in Las Vegas, I mean, they're going to go after guns full bore. And
The
Democrats and Republicans are banding together to basically start taking away our gun rights, and they're going to start chipping away like they normally do. You know, they're going to say, oh, anything that increases the rate of fire on a weapon, we're going to ban that. You know, we got to ban that. Like, it's going to make any difference from crazy people going out and killing people. Mm. But they're going to start doing that little by little, and it's going to be a lot harder for them to do it to us if we don't live all together in, you know, nice little subdivisions where they can block off the streets and just start going from house to house.
They really don't like rural America.
No, they don't.
And
we're harder to control.
We're the stubborn people, and we're spread out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have our guns. And, it's going to be difficult for them to collect them if they would ever try to do that, Don. There's some 60 million that they know of out there with guns. That's not near enough people when you think about us having 330 million people in this nation and only 60 million have guns. That's not really enough, in my opinion. More people need to have them. There's only one reason for them to want to disarm the American people. It has nothing to do with the safety of the American people. And if anybody believes that, they're just fooling themselves. I have this paper, and I don't know if you've heard me talk about it before, or if you have even seen it. If not, I will send you it. It's called Beware of the Useful Idiots. And it actually is talking about, I got this before the election, that Hillary Clinton did her college thesis, and Barack Obama also did some writings from the book of Sal Alinsky. And this is these 8 points, or these 8 steps to make a complete socialistic state, are out of Sal Alinsky's books. And the books of Rules for Radicals.
Rules for Radicals,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And number 4 is on gun control. So when you have a leftist or a socialist or even a Republican telling you that we need more gun control, go back to their book, their playbook. And when they talk about, well, you don't need this for hunting. Well, that's true. I don't
right.
need that for hunting. But in Sal Alinsky's book, it says gun control. This is because they do know the truth, Don. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you are able to create a police state. So they do know why we have the Second Amendment. They know it isn't about hunting or just personal protection from the bad guys. They know exactly what it is. And another one I've got, I'll share with you when we come back out of that they do know. They absolutely do know the truth. You want to join us? 877-895-5410. I'll slow down. I get in trouble. 877-895-5410. And Don and Beth Ann, we're talking some common sense down home. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with a sponsor, Don Carricker, who is using the show to, he's propping up the show because he believes in it, and we're trying to help him out as well, and exchange favors there, so to speak. Out of this useful idiots, there's eight planks or eight steps. And you know how they go after Christians. Number seven is on religion. And I've been reading this since last year. And it just hit me 2 weeks ago at the wording. The wording of, maybe it was more than that 2 weeks ago. But the wording of it, Don, under number seven, religion. This means this is evil because they absolutely know the truth. Remove the belief in the God from the government and schools. They know there is a God, the God. So how blatant and evil can you possibly be?
Yeah, I'm curious. Do they capitalize that?
God is capitalized.
Is it capitalized God?
But the word does not. No. Yes, God is capitalized.
That's funny, because that also means that they recognize that there's only one God.
Yes. Yes.
Because you won't capitalize it if there are gods, plural.
And they wouldn't have said the God.
Right, exactly.
And
so they flipped out the one true God.
Yes.
So the way we can help is get people to where they're self-sufficient, get them out
of
the cities,
mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take, it is not difficult. You don't have to have millions of dollars to do this. You don't have to have a lot of money.
No.
And I've done it myself. I'm on 25 acres. I've got some cows. And I'm a city boy. I mean, I've been in the city my whole life. We've only been in the country for 3 years. And eventually we want to have solar. But it is not impossible to get yourself your own homestead, your own bunker, so to speak, and get your family protected, even your extended family. You want to be the place that people, your family can run to when the poop hits the fan.
Yeah.
And there's no better Christian ethic than to take care of those you love and friends and neighbors. And if you have, you know, 5 acres, you can have one cow. And one cow can feed a family for a long, long time. And it's just important to realize that, yeah, these rules for radicals is a roadmap for them to destroy our country, to destroy our way of life. And there's a good book that's a counter to that, if you're not familiar with it. It's called Confrontational Politics.
Hmm.
And it's a great book written by H.R. Richardson. And it basically tells you how to argue your points with liberals when you're discussing or trying to make a point, and mm-hmm. how their tactics are and how to subvert their tactics and keep the discussion on task. So
give me the title again.
H.R. Richardson, and the title is Confrontational Politics. It's a very short book. It's probably only about a half inch thick. And I'm not a really fast reader, so I can't read like Atlas Shrugged. Atlas Shrugged is beyond me. There's no way I could read that book. It's huge. But I definitely have read this book, and it helps you be able to argue in front of other people successfully with the idiot left that uses nothing but subversion and diversion and division to try and make their points. And so it's very important. If you are interested in finding out how to go about getting your own place, just go to my website, and if you'd fill out the quick inquiry, you don't have to. It's not a big, long, drawn-out thing. It's 2 minutes on the computer, and I do loans. We can do loans, actually, in about, I think, 20 states right now.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't realize that. Okay.
I can only do loans. Yeah, I can only do loans in Missouri because of the laws.
But
you
the
have
company.
To get licensed in every.
Okay.
But our company, absolutely.
All
I mean,
right.
We're in Georgia. We're in Texas. We're in Oklahoma. We're all over the place. And so if I can do it, anybody else can do it in my company, and I can lead them through the process,
the right person.
And be like hand-holding them, yeah,
right.
to help them get it taken care of so that, you know, you've got somebody who understands trying to build a compound, trying to build your own, you know, homestead and get it successfully done with very little money. And it could be even as little. There are ways I can do it 100% financing.
And
no,
you know, you don't really have to have, while it is more ideal, acreage is, you know, tons of acreage. You don't have to have that. Even those who are in town with a plot of ground, you can raise a garden. You can have a few chickens. You can have rabbits. I mean, you can take care, and you know, we're going to see the barter system take off. If something mm-hmm. really collapses and happens, we're going to see the barter system take off. And I suggest that listeners use local, use your local providers, your local farmers. Everybody knows one, go to church
with. Yeah, farmers markets.
You know, go to the farmers markets. But even the farmer, you know, go buy a cow or get together and with some friends. And if you don't want a whole cow, you know, and get one, you know, get the animal on the hoof and go get it taken care of. You know, these are things that we can do to prop up, to help our own communities, our own counties, and our own neighbors, as well as ourselves. You'll have better quality meat. You'll know where it came from. You'll know exactly how it was raised. And same thing with the chickens and the eggs. And, you know, it used to be that was the way it was. It didn't matter if you lived in town. You had some chickens in the back, you know. And I've got a son that does that, and he lives in Kansas, and he started that, and it kind of it's kind of comical to me that he did that. But he has he's having a great time with it, and kids have learned how to take care of the chickens, and they bring the eggs in, they sell the eggs. They have plenty of recipes for eggs. Good eggs. They're not those albino eggs. I mean, they're good eggs, good rich yolks.
Mhm. And they're no longer bad for you, I guess, from what the government is saying. It's not Remember back when we were growing up, they were saying, "Oh, eggs are bad for you, the cholesterol and all that."
And now they're actually an egg is pretty close to the perfect food. Mm-hmm. That's what I have heard. That it's pretty, it's the perfect food. And I think a lot of what we deal with these days with our food is the preservatives. And that's again, if you put your own food up, you can your own food or freeze your own food and get pork or beef. Or chicken from locals. Go fishing and get your own fish. I mean, it's, when you do it locally, you know where it's from. You know that it's good food. When you raise it in your own garden, you know it's good food. So it's something that I think that everyone can do. Or start saving up so you can buy from your neighbor if you don't want to put a garden out.
It's just
barter and trade.
You're self-supportive. I mean, that's the big thing for me is I don't want help from anybody as much as I can avoid it. And I definitely don't want help from the government because what the government giveth, the government taketh away when they want to control you.
We call it independence.
Yeah, exactly. Like our forefathers. And we've lost that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. So if you're interested, just I don't know if I told what my website was. But it's
let's
I
do
want
it, though.
A great home loan. Okay. I want a great home. I always get my Midwestern drawl in there. I say I want to. It's iwantagreathomeloan.com, and you can get to it from anywhere, on the Internet. And there's good training videos on there. There's good information on there. But if you are serious and you're saying, hey, I would like to have my own place by next spring, I want to be self-sufficient. Then go in the upper right-hand corner, and there's something called a quick inquiry. It's a green button. Click on that. Just fill out some very short information. We're not going to ask you for your social number or anything that would be detrimental on the Internet. It's just personal or just regular information you'd find in a phone book, name, address, and that kind of thing. And then also what you want to do is list. You can put that on there. And where you heard from me, which would be on Beth Ann's show. So you got to pull that down on the drop-down and tell us where you came from. But I can get back with you, and we can have a discussion. I'm really laid back. If you want to do something now, that's great. If you want to do something 5 years from now, I can tell you the direction to go to get yourself prepared for that as well. I'm still a teacher, as I was. I'm elementary certified in Missouri, and I just like to teach about this and money and self-sufficiency and have people. My job would be, my dream would be that everybody can go out and protect themselves and keep
themselves
well-fed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and provide for themselves and their family, and the government gets smaller and smaller until all they have to do is what they were supposed to do, and that's just protect our borders.
And you know what we call that? We call that good neighbors bringing America home. That's what we call that here at CST Talk Radio. Don, I hear the music, and I know you got to go. I appreciate you being with us. It seems like we just get started, and you have to leave. We're going to have to do a full show one of these days. I appreciate it. iwantagreathomeloan.com. iwantagreathomeloan.com. Check out Don Carriker's website, and let's use him. Thank you, Don, very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A Moments from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, there's a lot in the news right now about the pervert out of Hollywood. And we're finding out there's lots of perverts around. You know, like we didn't know that. But what is becoming more obvious is that all of these women who claim to be feminists and standing up for women's rights are phonies. Hillary Clinton being one of them. I wish the woman would go retire. But she will not leave. Do you ever wonder why? You ever wonder why? She just won't go away. Ladies, I'm going to talk to you just a little bit. Do you feel, as a female, that you're oppressed in this world? That you need the feminists to stand up for you? You know, we saw Megyn Kelly, she ruined her career, defending Rosie O'Donnell, going after President, actually he was then candidate, Donald Trump. Rosie O'Donnell is one of those nasty women that never says anything nice. She's anything but for women. No. And neither is Hillary Clinton. And they constantly push at us their agenda and act like they're on our side, as if the only thing we think about in the mornings is how the government's going to pay for our birth control. I mean, how demeaning is that? How demeaning is that? They push Planned Parenthood. They push abortion. It's your right to kill the life within you. And they ignored the rapes and the assaults and the sexual harassment, which is not just at women, in Hollywood and across this nation. They promote, the leftist side promotes free sex. They promote lack of morals. They promote this. And then we look and we wonder, how'd that happen? Young girls are brought up to believe that anything goes. There's no modesty. Look at the commercials on TV. There's no modesty. I don't feel oppressed as a female. And yes, I've had to endure, I guess you'd call it sexual harassment. People making comments they shouldn't have made. I ignore them and walk away. Don't sue them. Well, Planned Parenthood is a lie to all of you women. And men, it's a lie. It's not about rights. It's not about health care. It is about death. It is about control. And you go, control? What do you mean control? Well, Planned Parenthood wants you to think that it's a champion for women. But if it achieves its goals, there may not be very many women left to champion. Last year, Indiana passed a law that banned sex-selective abortion, the killing of unborn babies based on their sex. But last week, a federal district judge granted a permanent injunction against that law at Planned Parenthood's request. The ruling gives abortionists in Indiana the legal right to kill girl babies just because they are girls. The case is Planned Parenthood of Indiana versus Commissioner of Indiana State Department of Health, but it could fairly be captioned Planned Parenthood versus little girls. You know, I said this years and years ago. If Planned Parenthood was for women, then what about the little women that are in the womb? They don't have a right to life. They don't have a choice. It is such a lie. And it came from such an evil person, an evil ideology. Hillary Clinton and the nasty women pointed at Donald Trump. But they're the ones who are truly against women. They're the ones that could care less. There's the judge that was throwing a fit and had it on YouTube, on Facebook, about how some guy said something inappropriate, told her, called her sweetie, looked nice today. She was all upset about that. Yeah, that upsets me when somebody tells me I look nice today. Get the chip off your shoulders. You dress like that because you want somebody to think you look nice. And then when they say it, you act like they're a sexist. But Planned Parenthood is not a champion of women. It is anything but that. We need to do whatever we can supporting people like Don Carricker, supporting people like Melody Cederstrom, and some of the others that I have had on the show, supporting the show, is helping to fight this. I don't have money to throw at the fight, but I have this microphone to educate so that women understand this wasn't for you. It was at you. Abortion isn't for you. It's done to you. It's not the saving of a life. It is the taking of a life. And I don't have the article in here with me, but they have confirmed when life begins. Scientifically. I guess we'll have to throw that one out, just like all the other, you know, science, you know, like gender, that there's two sexes, because now apparently there are many, many more sexes than the two genders, male and female. So they're going to okay it that you can abort your baby in Indiana if you just don't like what sex it is. If it's a boy or it's a girl. What if it's a transgender? What if it's one of those? It's crazy what we're putting up with in this nation, because we have allowed them to remove God from our lives. We've allowed them to remove God from our government. The government was supposed to stay out of the church. The church wasn't supposed to stay out of the government. Do you understand that? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights were all based on the rule of law, which is based on biblical principles. They're trying to remove that, removing common sense. It is not common sense to murder the future generations of a nation. And no nation has ever survived, look at Rome, that did that. Rome would just throw the babies away. Just throw them away. We're doing nothing less, except we're profiting from them. Planned Parenthood is selling the baby parts. Oh, yeah. We're a messed up bunch of people because we have fallen away from our God. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want to talk about the environment when we come back and the fires. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. If you want to talk about abortion or fires, you just give me a holler at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment by L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. I have piqued everyone's interest or ire or something with the word abortion. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. Hey, I had a discussion one time on Yahoo in regards to this.
Okay.
And, well, they say it's not human. Geez, female egg from a human, male sperm from a male, human. What else would it be? I said, not lion, not tiger, not bear. Oh, my, human.
Well, they want it to be what they say so that they can evade the guilt. And they don't
exactly
want to admit what it is. And that's just, you know, that's just the truth of it. It is.
Common sense isn't so common anymore.
No, I mean, I don't know if you heard me talk about the Colorado River. They've got, they're taking it before the court to give it personhood because
yeah,
the river has life, but yet not.
Yeah, I remember you saying, yeah, use new meaning to Old Man River.
Yeah. You want me to sing that for you? Okay, Ray, I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate your work.
You have a great day.
You too. The same. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, all them judges that, they ain't doing their jobs in the first place. They say they're for the rights of the people. Ain't a baby inside the room. Ain't that a people?
Right. Apparently not. They're not able to vote.
Not able to vote. Well, they've got rights too. I mean,
well, now Hillary Clinton said when she was running for office that the unborn child, she didn't want to call it that, but the unborn doesn't have constitutional rights. Yet, you know, if you destroy an eagle egg, they're going to throw you away for a while.
Yeah. Well, California, with them fires, about the eagle eggs. Mm-hmm. They want all that Endangered Species Act. They pretty much set themselves on fire with protecting all the lands of the wild.
Yeah, I've got an article on that. If we get time, we're going to get to that here today. If not, I'll try and talk about it tomorrow. But, yes, it's... those fires are happening at the magnitude that they are because of mismanagement or lack of management.
Exactly what it is, you know, and they just let it go, and get all like it got dry. They know them winds come up through the south, and
they don't clear it out. So it's a tinderbox just waiting to go. Yeah, I agree, and we'll talk about that too, Larry. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
And Peggy, how are you today? Peggy from Illinois. Peggy, I've been thinking a lot about you lately. I truly have, and I'm not just saying that. I was thinking about you last week. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. What's on your mind today?
You were talking about abortion, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay. A few years back, my son and this girl were going together, and she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to get rid of it.
Oh.
And I was upset about it,
mm-hmm.
but I got over it, and I understand why she did that, because they weren't going to get married, and they didn't want to raise a kid right now because they were in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, I mean, like I said, it hurt me.
Yeah, it was your grandbaby.
I got over it.
Yeah. Well, there are other options. Besides abortion, and that's one thing.
I know that. I wish she would have had it. I would have raised it.
Oh, Peggy, you're making me cry. You know, we have to forgive. And I thank you for sharing, because I know that wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't. I'm not a fan of yours. I've never been.
I know you're not.
No.
I know you're not.
And I listen to you every day.
Thank you. Thank you for that. But you're giving me opportunities. I appreciate that. And I'm not, I wasn't fibbing when I said I have been thinking about you. And I have been. I've been thinking about you lately. And, you know, I believe that we have more in common than you probably think. And, we don't agree on a lot of things, but I think if we sat down and had a cup of coffee, I'd change your mind on a few.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
What do you like? Hot tea or just water?
Coke, I like Pepsi. Iced tea. I don't like Pepsi. I don't like Coke. And I don't drink
iced
much coffee. But
iced tea's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But,
well, you have a good day. Okay.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Peggy. Peggy's the reason I'm here, and all of you, because we're not going to agree on everything. But I believe that she does believe in liberty. We just don't necessarily agree on the same way of getting there. And so that's why CSC Talk Radio is so important. The fires that are sweeping across this nation, particularly in the West. They are, I have an article here from the Daily Signal, and it's written by Jarrett Stepman, and I really appreciate a lot of his writings. But it's the environmental policies that are exacerbating, if I can say that right, exacerbating the wildfires. This comes out of some of the environmental protection underneath the disguise, which no one likes to talk about, Agenda 21, with the Endangered Species Act and some of these other things. And so they have, this gets in detail, and we're running out of time, so I'll try to bring this back to you tomorrow and talk about the details. But basically, because of the environmental laws now, we're spending more and more money for the U.S. Forest Service to do less. The amount of money we're spending for them to maintain less So you're not allowed to drag out any of the dead trees, whether they're fallen. You're not allowed to harvest any of that. And it becomes a tinderbox. And Smokey Bear is a lie. You know Smokey Bear is a lie, right? I liked him when I was a little girl. But it isn't necessarily caused by man that's lighting a campfire and doesn't kick it out. There's lots of things that can cause these fires. And they believe what's caused the one in California now was actually an electric line that went down and sparked. It wasn't, I guess you could say that was man. Do away with all our electricity. If North Korea has their way, they'll take care of that for us. We'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow, and I'll explain exactly how much money's being spent as to what used to be spent, how much less is being done. But these fires, they're astronomical. They're hurting the environment. We've had people on. I need to get some more guests on about that. And those fires run so hot, they sterilize the ground to not grow anything again for a long, long time. We're not talking 10 or 15 years. We're talking lifetimes. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I try to bring to you things other people aren't going to talk about or truths that other people aren't going to tell you. Help you to think it out. Because, you know, it is about home. And it's about bringing America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.